B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Preston.
Hey.
What's happening, Preston? You're looking for a girl named Shannon?
Yeah.
So what happened?
It's actually kind of crazy. I was out with some of my guy friends, and we were drinking, and I saw this girl on a date, and we were laughing because she was totally hot, but she looked really bored. And we were thinking, man, that girl is on a date. So,
damn.
One of my buddies says, hey, why don't you ask her out? And just then, the guy she was with got up and went to the bathroom, and I was like, okay, I'm doing it. And so I went over, and we ended up having a great time. She ditched him right then and there, and we went out to the casino, and I made my move, man. We had a great time.
Nice. Very nice. Did you win any money?
Yeah, we won $400 on the slots.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the night, she was like, she would be calling me. We changed numbers.
Okay.
But now it's been over a week, and I haven't heard from her at all. Like, I've been texting her, and she doesn't answer my calls, and I don't get it.
I can't think of anything you did wrong on that date, to be honest with you, bro. Maybe you gave her, you said you were having some drinks. Sometimes, you know, you give them a number wrong or they take it wrong. I think that, I feel confident for this one. You took her from another guy and then you won money with her. Why would she not want to see you again?
how much the question. More of a winner can you be in that situation, right?
That sounds like the best accidental date ever. Ever. Oh my God. Okay, so listen, you know what? We're going to give her a call right now. Stay quiet, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Shannon?
Yes, this is she.
Oh, beautiful.
Who is this?
Shannon, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. So we're calling you from...
Who?
Okay, so let me explain. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. And what happens is we basically... people call us up to ask somebody they know on a date. And somebody called us up about you. And here's the deal. So we'll tell you the guy's name. If you agree to go on just one date with him, one date, we'll let you set up whatever type of date you want. We'll let you pick the restaurant, the day, the time, and we will pay for everything for just one date between you and this guy who happens to feel like you have a good chemistry.
I don't know. Like, it's fun. You guys are taking care of everything.
Yes.
I can definitely make time for this. He's this guy.
Okay. Beautiful. His name is Preston.
Who's that?
Preston?
Now you know.
No, I'm not sure who he is.
You don't know a Preston?
That's a pretty, unique... Okay, so you met him while you were on a date with another guy?
I met him on a date? I don't even remember this. Like, what was the name of the restaurant? Are you kidding me?
What?
You don't remember? What do you mean? Hold on. How many guys you meet while you're out on another date?
Okay, listen. So, Shannon, that's Preston. I don't know if we're introducing you for the first time.
Right?
I mean, how many guys are you dating right now that you don't remember him?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, seriously dating? I'm like considered single, I guess, but
she's dating.
A lot of guys tell me I'm hot when I'm happen to be out on dates with other guys.
Oh, so you don't even remember me asking you out while you were on that other date?
Honestly, most of the time I get asked out when I'm already out with a guy.
Oh, what the
That's your okay, so let's specify a little more. So you went to the casino with him? Does that jog your memory at all?
I mean, yeah, I think I know. Preston, how are you?
Are you going right now? You don't even remember me, do you? You're totally bullshitting.
Is she okay?
No, I remember. I remember. We won a ton of money at the slot machines that night. We had a lot of fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that sounds good.
That's
good.
Would
you like?
Sounds relieved.
Would you like to go out with him again?
Yeah, I mean,
why not?
Yeah.
All right. What is happening here? I feel like there's a bad story.
Wait, yeah, that's a good question.
You haven't answered a text or anything. Why'd you blow me off that night?
I don't know. I, like, remember giving you my number and, like, but at the same time, like, when we were out, someone else asked for my number, and, like, I gave him my number, and then we actually went out the next night.
What?
So you're dating. So you went, okay, I just want to connect the dots here. So you went out, you were out on a date with a guy. I'm not even going to ask you what that guy's name is because you probably forgot already. During that date, Preston asked you out. You said yes, went out with Preston. And during that date, another guy asked you out?
Yeah, I mean, like, I like to keep my options open. So.
Okay, hey, you know what? She's being honest. You got to respect her for that.
So you might have to step it up, Preston.
This is the most f***ed up thing I've ever heard.
Yet you still want to go out with
her. Yeah, so listen, how about this? I really, one date, okay? Like I said, one date, no commitment. Except, can you just promise us that perhaps, you know, during this one date with Preston, the guy you're on the phone with, you know, the second guy of your three dates that evening, that you will not exchange numbers or accept any dates with anybody else? Can you agree to that, Shannon?
She cannot make that promise. Yes.
I'm honestly not looking for a committed relationship right now. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Preston. Like, this works for me. And guys honestly do this all the time.
Well, I don't.
I mean, but you
what
did.
Are you
she sounds
about?
Mortified.
So knowing,
he literally asked me out while I was on a date with another dude.
Well, I don't usually do that,
except for that one time.
So Preston, well,
yeah, right? It was sort of a dare from my buddies, and it worked out, sort of. I guess maybe not.
So Preston, knowing she doesn't want a relationship, that's do funny. You still want to go out with her?
Jeez, I don't know. I feel like Jane f***ed that because I'm going to go out with her and she's going to get asked out by four more guys while we're out.
Right.
I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I'm just saying she's letting you know.
You just got to know you're one of many. That's
dude,
all.
Dude, just don't.
Yeah, it doesn't feel great. I got to tell you, it doesn't feel awesome.
No, Preston, listen, this is easy. Don't go to the bathroom and don't let her leave your sight. And maybe she'll remember you and give you a third date.
Nah, you know what? The more I think about it, no. I'm gonna say that. I can't handle this kind of pressure. This is not like no. This is nuts.
She's like, all right. Yeah. What's that other guy's number?
So, Shannon, unfortunately, you know what, Shannon? I don't even think unfortunately because right. There's probably a guy who's going to call us right now and go, she sounds fun as hell. Can I take her out?
It's good for everyone all around.
Yeah.
She's probably got another guy on the other line. That's why she's distracted. She's got someone else asking her out right now.
I mean, Preston, honestly, I said yes to you. I don't know why you're so mad.
Well, because I had to remind you who I was.
That's the second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.